And Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. I'm alongside a guest here from Sports Talk with Brody. It is Brody, the one who hosts that show. We're going to be talking about a ton of things, especially the J.J. Watt release and the NBA. But first, Brody, can you tell us a little bit about your podcast so everybody knows?
Yeah, so I obviously have a podcast, and yeah, I do NBA, MLB, and NFL. We'll focus on some fantasy baseball right now, so if you're just interested in that, go check it out. I'm sure Tyler will put my link in the description. And also, I have a merch store with some cool merch on there, and Tyler will also put the link to that in the description. So go check that out too. Yeah, and if you're really interested in fantasy baseball, there's a lot of fantasy baseball stuff going to be coming up on my podcast.
Yep, so make sure to go check that out, and I will put the link in the podcast description, so make sure to check that out and click the link. But let's get right into it. We got J.J. Watt getting released after he said to the Houston Texans organization to release him or trade him, and he got his wish. First off, is this a surprise to you that he got released?
Yes. I mean, I would think that the Texans would try to go and trade him before they released him. I mean, this is one of the best players that, if not the best player that the Texans organization has ever had. This is a franchise player. He's J.J. Watt. Yes, it's very surprising. It caught me off guard. I thought that they were going to trade, because they could get a ton for him. And now they're just losing everybody, because if they lose Watson, you know, this team's going to be in a real rebuilding stage.
Yeah, I mean, I was more surprised that he got released. I thought they were going to try to trade him, get something back, maybe a late first rounder. I thought the Saints could be one of those teams that go ahead and trade their first rounder, try to get J.J. Watt. But another thing to note on this trade is that the Houston Texans freed up $17 million in cap space, bringing them to positive $4 million to start free agency. So that's a huge difference compared to having negative numbers. So that was really good, especially since this is a rebuilding team. Like I said, I'm surprised that J.J. Watt got released and not traded, trying to get something back for him. But at the end of the day, Houston is rebuilding, and basically the whole sports city of Houston is rebuilding. The only team that's good in Houston right now is really their college basketball team, 8th-ranked Houston Cougars, who are in the top 10. The Astros lost George Springer. The Rockets lost
Astros will James still be Har decent, but not.
They'll still be decent, but they lost their star guy in George Springer. Then James Harden left. And then also, as we know, the Houston Texans just lost J.J. Watt. Now let's get into where he could sign. A lot of the main teams like Steelers and Green Bay all could struggle to try to get him. But do you think the Steelers will strive to get him? And just give us your top five teams who could go after him.
Top five teams. Okay, so this is sort of, do you want me to rank them from 1 to 5?
Sure.
Okay, my number one team is definitely the Steelers. I mean, go in with his two brothers, both there. I think this is just an organization that he would fit well in, especially with his two brothers, TJ, and, oh my god, how am I, forgetting the other one's names?
Derek.
Derek, yeah, the fullback. Although he plays, like, 0 seconds a game. But, But anyway, just being with his brothers, I think that would be special for him. And especially both of them. And I think the Steelers could really use him. Number two is the Packers. Packers, everyone knows they need up front help. They need, you know, D-line, D-tackle, defensive end help. And I think J.J. Watt, obviously, up there will help that. Number three, this is, wishing and it's like sort of biased, but I mean the Giants could use him. There's a lot of rumors floating around that, Hassan Reddick may be going to the Giants, and maybe they pull JJ Watt here. And yeah, four. I don't know who. I did not come in prepared for four from top five. I mean, those were my three. I mean,
Maybe just give us some other teams that are outside that could be looking in to getting
the
him.
Chiefs. The Chiefs could. Actually, thinking about that, maybe not. The Chargers could. I think have Joey Bosa link up with JJ Watt. That would be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, the Chargers and five. I mean, the Browns. The Browns would be good. Miles Garrett. Yeah, I think they would have trouble paying him just because they're paying OBJ. They're gonna have to extend Nick Chubb at some point. You're paying Garrett a lot, I think, but that would be cool if Garrett was with Watt as well.
Yeah, I'll name my five, top five real quick, starting from number five. I have the Arizona Cardinals, like you mentioned. I thought this would be a really good place.
I didn't mention them, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I think that the Cardinals could be number five because this team, they're so close to getting pushed over the top and going into the playoffs and making the NFC Championship. They're so close to doing that. And I think JJ Watt is a player you have to look at. He brings so a veteran experience. He brings great athleticism to the defensive line. He's is running out of a little bit. He's still has a little bit juice left into him since he's getting up there in age for a defensive lineman. And I think that he has a couple years left into him left for him, but I don't think he's going to be there for a ton. But I think the Cardinals are number five. Lined him up with their defensive lineman. I forgot his first name. His last name is Jones, but it would be a really good.
The Cardinals?
Yeah, the Cardinals. I think it would be a really good pairing with him. Then at number four, like you said, Joey Bosa. I thought this would be a great duo. Joey Bosa, J.J. Watt. Then also Melvin Ingram, the defensive lineman. That just sounds like a great trio. It's almost like NBA. You have so many great trios, but that's really the defensive line. You really need a trio to really get to the quarterback and beat those O-line. So I think that would be a great spot. And then another one, the Chicago Bears, I think could be one. The Chicago Bears are, I think, could be in contention for him. They don't have a ton of money, but I think with Khalil Mack, this team could actually use JJ Watt, and that could push him over the top. Then Green Bay and Pittsburgh obviously lead the top two because Green Bay, well, they always look for D linemen and they always look for someone from Wisconsin, and that's where JJ Watt is from, I believe, and he went to college at the University of Wisconsin. And then Pittsburgh, obviously, for his brothers. Now, let's get into some NBA. There's a ton of great NBA going on. Brody, tell us some of the teams that you think are right now surprising you at how good they're doing.
The Jazz, for sure. I mean,
Right off the bat, the Jazz.
let me just tell you that the Jazz, they're in a fall. There is no way that they're in the top three in the West when this season ends. The
Oh, you
Jazz
already.
are not a better team than the Lakers. The Jazz are not a better team than the Clippers. The Jazz are not a better team than the Suns. My opinion, they're not better than the Trailblazers either. They might rank around that 6-5 spot. They are not going to be in the top three. I do not care how they started the season. I really don't. I could care
Big
less.
words.
Huh?
Big words for the Utah Jazz.
Mike
Already counting them out.
Conley. Mike Conley is old. Donovan Mitchell, yes, he's good. Bogdan Bogdanovic, yeah, he's okay. Rudy Gobert, overrated. This is gonna be, I mean, they're in the fall and they've surprised me. So far, definitely. So, yeah, I think that's one team that surprised me right now. Yeah.
Do you have any other teams that surprised you so far?
I think maybe, probably, I mean, the Bucks. I mean, Bucks. I did not expect them to be this good. I didn't expect them to be two in the East. You're looking at Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, Giannis, but I expected them to be around the same area where I think the Jazz will fall to. Yeah, so those are the two teams that I'm surprised by, right now. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I definitely have a ton of teams that I'll say real quick. Let's start off with, we'll start off with the Knicks being this good, 13 and 15 with a winning percentage of 0.464. It's crazy how good they have been so far. I think that the Knicks, they're definitely a team that's going to be on the rise soon. They just need to get some other players on this team to finish off. They got a Derrick Rose in a trade, so Knicks surprising me so far at the 13-15 record. Then some other teams, I'm really surprised the Wizards. I'm a fan of the Wizards, but I'm also very, very surprised that the Wizards are right now sitting at 14th in the Eastern Conference, third worst
You're
record.
surprised that they're that bad, or you're surprised?
Yes, I'm surprised they're this bad
Really?
because they.
You're just
Yeah,
saying
so
that because
many.
you're a Wizards fan.
I'm not just saying that because I'm a Wizards fan. I'm
Okay.
also saying they added Denny Avdija, Russell Westbrook, and these guys were supposed to be huge help. Look what happens
Russell
with it.
Westbrook is
So,
overrated. He's not that
I mean,
good.
the guy's overrated, averaging triple doubles per
He's
night.
not
Then,
that good,
okay.
though. He's really not that good.
We can debate this, but he's good and he should be playing better. I think the Wizards should be resting him every single night. This is crazy.
Who
But
do you think's
then
better? Wait, I just want to throw this out there. Who do you think better, Russell Westbrook or Devin Booker?
now you're just throwing out comparisons just to throw out
Yeah, because I want to
comparisons because
see like how much you actually.
you know Devin Booker's
Yeah,
rather
I know Devin Booker's better, but I want to see how you rank. That's my opinion, but like I want to see.
I mean Devin is better than Russell
Okay.
Westbrook. I mean, it's
Who'd you rather have in the team? Paul George or Russell Westbrook?
now this is an unfair one. I mean, I'd rather have Paul George.
Exactly. And who would you rather have who'd rather have Donovan Mitchell or Russell Westbrook? Because this is the
Now you're just unfair
No, but
comparisons.
that's a real, like, legit question, because, like, Donovan Mitchell, you, 2 years ago, you
Would.
wouldn't have said, been thinking, like, Donovan Mitchell, that we'd be comparing Donovan Mitchell and Russell Westbrook right now.
Also, because Westbrook is on OKC.
He was two, no,
So,
wait, really? That was only 2 years ago? Wow.
yeah, because he was on the Rockets last year, and then the year before it was OKC.
Like,
Or no,
right
wait, I
now,
think he was with some.
Russ is like a, he's in like that like Klay Thompson territory for me, where he's like, he's like average. Like he's not like amazing. He's just like,
Klay Thompson is just average.
but I mean, he's not just average, but like what he's been, Klay Thompson over the last year. I mean, yeah, but like.
Yes, because he was also coming off
True, but like,
surgeries.
yeah, Klay Thompson coming off of surgery. That's what Russell Westbrook is right now. But my point is that he's overrated.
Their surgery better, Klay Thompson or Russell Westbrook?
Who, what?
Who's playing better right now? Even though
Klay's
let's just
hurt.
compare him
Klay's
to
hurt, I'm pretty sure.
compare Klay Thompson last year to Russell Westbrook this year. when Klay Thompson was
Well,
healthy.
Klay Thompson's not healthy, so. Wait, Klay Thompson last year?
Yeah, when he was
Klay
healthy.
Thompson, I don't know. He had. I'm looking at his stats right now from last year. He had. In 2018 to 2019, he was averaging. Why is it not. He. Why is he not showing me this? This is dumb. But I don't think. Yeah, Ross had a better. I think Ross had a better. He's having a better year
Yeah,
this
Ross.
year. But still, I mean. Okay, but he's overrated. That's just my point. We're getting too far into this here, but he's overrated in my opinion. Move on.
And then I'll add in one other team that's surprising me. It should be the obvious one. It's the Dallas Mavericks. And really, Dallas has surprised me that they're falling right now. And I'm going to leave it at that. Now, give me a couple teams that really need to add another player to their roster to finally make them go into the playoffs and maybe even put in a playoff
Well,
push.
I mean, the Rockets, like the Rockets really want to make the playoffs right now. They need to add another player. That's sort of an obvious one. But I mean, another one probably be the Spurs. I mean, 'cause I think the Spurs are gonna fall right now. It's another player team that's actually surprising me. They are really not that good. Like they, LaMarcus Aldridge, DeMar DeRozan. Who else do you have that's good on that team? I mean, this team needs to add someone if they want to stay where they are right now.
Right now on their team, they got LaMarcus Aldridge, DeMar DeRozan, like you said, Patrick Mills,
Yeah,
Derek
Patrick.
White,
I don't think he's even starting.
Devin
Patrick
Vassell.
Mills isn't even starting, I don't think, though.
I think he's coming off the bench, but he's averaging 13 points a game right now. 13, yeah.
Well, I mean, but they need to add someone. They need to add. I mean, he comes in playing up, but like their power forward is not good. Like I didn't even know who. Kelton Johnson's averaging 14 points a game. That isn't too bad, I guess. So, but I don't. I think they really need to add someone if they need to want to go forward.
Yeah, so then give us your last right now in the East. Tell us out of these five teams, the Celtics, Pacers, Nets, Bucks, and Sixers, which one is most likely to actually win the East out of these five teams that are actually in the hunt?
Probably the Nets. I don't like saying that because I'm a Sixers fan, but like, they've settled their position roles with, Harden saying that Kyrie is the point guard, and I think the Nets, when the Nets get it going, they are nearly impossible to stop. So. I think, yes, the Nets will win the East.
Yeah, I actually think it's hard because out of these five teams, the Nets are really the only team that I see actually winning. But I don't really think the Nets are gonna win this. I don't know why. Because the Sixers, I just don't think they have enough to put it over the top, Ben Simmons. Because whenever they go into the playoffs, they put Ben Simmons
Yeah,
at
it's so
power
dumb. But
forward
they have a
just
new
because of.
coach now, so you never know.
I mean, Doc Rivers may use him differently. He's definitely exploded some other
Don't
spots
love
with him.
stupid Brett Brown
Then.
anymore. I mean, Brett Brown wasn't that bad, but Doc Rivers is better than Brett Brown.
And then we got the Milwaukee Bucks who added Jrue Holiday, but really, they are kind of one of those teams that are just
This is the
silent. They're
same
not
team
really
as
a top.
last year, other than Jrue Holiday. I mean,
And they're not really doing any better with Jrue Holiday. Let's be honest, they're not really doing
This
any
is the team
better.
that was so good in the regular season, in the season,
And they're
huh?
They're
And
kind of
then in the
falling apart.
playoffs last year, they just collapse. They just collapse.
Totally. And then the Nets are the big trio, but that trio, really, they're going to get beat because if you have a team that can shoot threes, do whatever, they're going to get beat. They can't play defense. I'm just going to be
Who, the
honest. They can't play
Bucks?
defense. James Harden.
Oh, the
No, the
Nets.
Nets.
Well,
They It's James Harden
KD can.
only. He basically.
Kevin
They
Durant
basically.
can.
KD, but they just can't play defense. DeAndre Jordan, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Kyrie and James Harden are mostly there just to shoot
Yeah.
threes, let's be honest.
I mean,
And
Kyrie can drive sometimes.
sometimes, yes. But then we also have DeAndre Jordan. He's mostly there to rebound, but he also doesn't play great defense. And then KD, he's the only one that really plays defense out of all these teams, but still he lets players by. So that's the thing I really don't like about the Nets. Then the Pacers are a team that I just don't really think have enough. They are just one of those teams that are always there but fall
I
apart.
mean,
And then the
if there's
Celtics.
a team that the Pacers, if there's a team that fall, like if there's a team, if you ask me who's going to be five, like who's going to be the worst out of those five, it'll be the Pacers.
Yeah, I don't think they have enough. And then the Celtics, our last team, they fell apart today against the Wizards, and I think they're gonna keep falling apart. So the Celtics here, I think they're gonna be in the playoffs, but I just don't think they have enough. They have Kemba, they have Peyton Pritchard, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. They just don't really have anybody. Taco Fall has came along and his 7'5" height, that's been really useful. He's been blocking everybody. But out of those five teams, I think the Nets are most likely or the
Yeah,
Sixers.
if I had to pick two, the second one would be the Sixers too, so.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So that is the NBA for you. Thank you, everybody, for watching Finn Sports Spin. We talked about the NBA and where J.J. Watt could go. Make sure to check out Sports Talk with Brody, and also make sure to share Finn Sports Spin. Thank you again for watching.